Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey now, hey now. I've got a man cold, people. It is more serious than a woman's cold or possibly even childbirth, okay? My wife makes fun of me for being the biggest pussy, and she says all men who have colds are big pussies, and I myself am included in that category. I've got like a little sore throat. I'm tired. I'm achy. I'm weak. I haven't worked out since Monday, which I'm not happy about. And I all help around the house ceases immediately. There's no helping. I'm still, you know, you should see me prep to drive the kids to school. My wife today she asked me to. We usually alternate days, but today she asked me to, and she just had enough because I was ready to go. I was dressed, you know, putting my sneakers on, and I'm just like, oh. I put my other sneaker on. I'm like, oh, let me hold. Oh, my arms are so sore. Let me get my jacket on. And finally, she's just like enraged. She's like, fuck it, I'll drive the fucking kids, okay? I can't take it anymore. I can't take the size. I go, you asked me to take them. I said I would take them. I'm taking them. I got changed. I'm putting my jacket on. What am I supposed to do? Women, can you please comment on this? Are guys the worst when they have a simple cold? Casey, I'm glad to hear you're a woman and you're a big baby too. I am also a big baby. I had to work just like we all do today. I had to prep for this. But I did get a chance to watch a little Griselda on Netflix in bed and eating a bowl of protein oatmeal. That's about as exciting as it gets, kids. And then I dozed off for about a half hour and I just woke up like 15 minutes ago. So, yeah. So here come the ladies. Tina, oh my God, yes, the whiniest. Rachel, yes. Amanda, 100%. Jessica, yes. Monica, so true. And Frey is in the house. So maybe to take the heat off me and all sick men out there for a second from this bashing we're getting from the ladies, Freya is here, and Freya has some very exciting news. And Freya, since you don't have a mic in front of you, would you like to type out what happened to you yesterday, or would you like me to share what happened? Let's leave it up to Freya. It's her story to tell. I should go for it. All right. Freya and her fiance, Freya, please, Steven, correct? Please, I hope that I got that right. But Freya and Steven, they just had a baby together, and on Valentine's Day, Martin, Freya, I am the worst of all time. Let's rewind that. We'll edit that out later, okay? Let's pretend that never happened, okay? I don't know why. Steven, Martin, I don't know. I'm just the worst. I apologize. But Freya and Martin have been dating for a while. They recently had a baby in December. And yesterday, Martin was very smooth with it. I got to give Martin his props. He pretended that he banged his knee on something or hurt himself. So he's kind of like kneeled down on the floor. And then when Freya came to check on him, he was on one knee and he opened up the ring and proposed to her. So they are now officially engaged. So let's give it up to Martin and Freya and the baby. Let's wish the whole family well and a long and happy and successful life together for all of them. That is great news. And Martin, I'm sorry for calling you Steven. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. Freya, you're the best ever. You're a great mom. You're going to be a great wife. You're great everything. Oh, there's Martin there. It's cool. Sorry, buddy. But good move. I gave you your props. That's a good move. Oh, my legs hurt. Oh, help. It sounds like me with the man called. Please help. Come to my rescue, wife. That was smooth. And on Valentine's Day, too, which is, I mean, can you get a better present than that? So that was very sweet. So before we start talking trash and being silly and making fun of people, I want to start things on a positive note and relay that great news. So, what are we talking about today? So, let's see. It was funny. I posted, if you missed last week's stream, I went, if people call it unhinged, when I guess I go on a rant, or just if I get more excited than this. This is my normal level, right, of streaming. You know, I'm a little less animated in real life if you were sitting next to me on the couch. But in the streaming world, this is how I normally talk, normal pace. But I guess when I get excited and start yelling and a lot more hand motions, people call me unhinged. And I went unhinged on Jimmy Lee about not paying his employees. And it was funny. We just posted a clip of it on YouTube Shorts. And I titled it, Jimmy treats his employees worse than North Korean prisoners. I thought that would get a rise at least. Oh, well, hold on, let me read before we get to that. Oh, Marsh, that's funny. So you have a past history of kitchen injuries. I don't know what the hell you're up to in the kitchen with all these, you know, injuries occurring there. Oh, that sucks. Cutting your hand on a can sucks. And they get deep. Jimmy could have been a dictator in a different life. No, I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, he's fine. He's nice enough. I interviewed him, but just that not paying thing really just pissed me off. But you want to know about the Jeff allegations? Well, this was fucked up, and I don't think Jeff. I'm sorry, the Jeff Wittick. What was said about him? I don't think Jeff's a fan of me. So, but. Regardless, you know, even if he hates me, this is Howie fucked up. Howie on his podcast, I don't know what he was thinking or who thought this was okay, but this is from, let's give Jeff a shout out in his show, Jeff FM, but let's watch together. He's got Tana on. Tana, we love her. She's always there. Let's see.
The stuff we prepped.
We got Howie Mandel.
Oh, Howie Mandel posted a fucking a dish at me. He took shots at me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he say?
This fucking old.
Look at that picture. Jeff meeting women with three ladies hanging from a crane. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? In what world is that all right? That's what he posts. And look, it comes from the Howie Mandel account. I tried to Google it. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I guess it was taken down quickly, maybe. Maybe somebody talked to Howie's like, hey, that's not okay. But yet Freya being great, she found it on Reddit somewhere. But let's just continue to hear what Jeff has to say about that.
I should say
on the screen time.
I didn't have any problems with Howie.
No way he posted that.
Shots fired, huh? You want to make fun of me for this? Listen, Howie, you're scared to touch a person. You wouldn't even touch Tana.
Well, what did I have to do with this?
You're scared of this woman has STDs?
Howie
touched
me.
That you're going to get a virus from Tana?
Last time I saw him, he put his arm around me. I was shook.
Did he touch you? You touched
and now
her?
He has HIV. So. I'm kidding.
There you go, from that weak immune system, from never taking any risks in life. Listen.
What if he was kidding and he wants to be your friend?
No, he did ask me to come on the podcast.
I don't think that... I don't think that's how you get Jeff on the podcast. I don't know who actually... I mean, yeah, it was, I mean, it's funny, but I mean, it's coming from Howie Mandel. I mean, and he had another issue this week that was wild too, which we'll play in a second. Now, Howie, I'm a huge Howard Stern fan. So I knew who Howie Mandel was, but I became more aware of him because when Howard was on America's Got Talent, they were both judges at the same time, so we'd tell all these like backstage stories about Howie and how crazy he is with his OCD and he won't touch people's hands and stuff. So I knew him because of that. But well, I'll let Jeff continue. He brings up several good points.
Guess a bunch of times, but I just don't know if it's a setup. I met him through a foe, you know. I met him through an enemy back when things were different. So I don't know what's. I don't want to go on and talk about the lawsuit. I know he's going to ask me about it. It's going to be about, like, well, this stuff with David. I don't want to talk about that shit no more.
Well, because it's just, like, a weird thing to say.
Wait for trial so I can fucking get everything out there. I don't want to do it on Howie's podcast, especially when I get disrespected with this ridiculous crane video.
That is – because you guys aren't really, like, friends like that, huh?
Nah.
So that's kind of – that's funny. That's wild.
Yeah.
That is really wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Howie just says a lot of out-of-pocket shit. How is he so, like, how can he be on a podcast, like, talking about the craziest shit, but then do, like, Deal or No Deal on America's Got Talent?
That's a great question.
Why are you even doing the
I guess
podcast,
he's grandfathered
Howie?
In to, like, traditional media.
Well, that's a good question. So, and Jeff talks about that. Well, I'll hit play in a second. But that's a good point. Like, so he is becoming edgy and... You know, he's kind of going goblin mode. It's goblin mode Howie Mandel. But for years, Howie was a clean comedian, you know, didn't really, I don't think, use much foul language or anything. And then he's like on America's Got Talent and Deal or No Deal, like some mainstream TV shows. But the only reason I can think that he's kind of in the mix and going this route is because... No one his daughter's age watches network TV, right? But they do watch Jeff and Tana. So maybe just in order to stay relevant, he's taking kind of the Ethan Klein approach and just like, you know, saying wild, just like Tana said, just saying wild shit, getting people's attention, going for some shock value. I don't know. But I find the whole thing very strange, especially if you're trying to get him as a guest on your show. Probably not the best move. Probably not the best picture to post.
For the love of the game, because like I've been to your house, you don't need it. You don't need to do the podcast. I guess maybe try to stay relevant. Maybe help his daughter. I don't know what it is, but. Maybe it's funny. Maybe it's a funny show. I just never tuned in.
I've been on. I do laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't he friends with...
If you hear the, you're complaining about the clicking. I think that was Tana clicking her knuckles, by the way.
Do it, and then if he tries to bring up that shit, you clown him.
Yeah. So what, he's friends with H3. Ethan, with Ethan.
Oh, you're pissed.
I gotta stop calling him H3.
I do that.
They're boys now, you know?
I do that even if I'm, like, hooking up with someone. Like, I'll call them by their alias.
I thought you'd call them their TikTok handle, their streaming handle.
Yeah.
H3.
Slayonce.
Slayonce.
So that was... What do you think about that? I mean, that picture I thought was a little unhinged coming from Howie, but maybe that's the direction he's going. It's here we go. I'm reading the comments now. When am I going to interview Dan the Queen? I don't know. He hasn't responded, but I'd love to. Howie is also family. Yeah, Kay Strong. I liked Howie. I mean, I kind of like the show. I like how he has his daughter on. I think it's a good idea. A couple people complaining about the clicking. I'm not sure what that is. Why would it click? I don't know. His podcast has been getting weirder today. He really peaked, but it feels like he has room to grow. Okay. Sounds like a loose mic cord. How would that affect me when I'm clicking my computer? That's weird. So that, but then the other wild thing that happened to this week is, check this out. This is no fault of Howie's at all. This was even wilder. So... check this out. This is the start of his podcast.
Last week, I told you I was wishing, and sometimes when you wish upon a star, the star shows up. Dana White, you are an amazing guy. I can't thank you enough for being here. You and Ginger seem to be getting along. You are not only an amazing businessman, you are an inspiration, you are a philosopher. The way you do business, the way you conduct your business and your friendships and media is, I'm jealous. But Dana, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. For all the kind words, I appreciate it. I am so fucking tired of doing podcasts. I'm literally done with them. I'm not doing any more podcasts.
Are you serious?
We have an illustrious guest from the middle of the country. No, the other side of the country. South Carolina?
Yes, sir. East Coast.
I mean, you got to give Howie props. The man's been in the show business for probably 40 years. The show must go on. But how do you not make at least reference as to what just happened? Like, how do you not even talk about it? Maybe because he's still in the building and he's not out yet. You don't want to upset him and him go into a rage or something. Why would it look? No, that's not scripted. I'm gonna tell you why. Because Dana White is a very busy guy and he does do podcasts, but most of the podcasts he does is with the Nelk boys. He'll do outside ones too, but they're a lot of work. He's got to show up, he's got to take time out of his day. It's more than just the time he's on camera, he's got to get there a little early. You know, to talk to the host, bullshit, whatever. And then when he's done, yeah, he can just run out the door. But that takes time to do. So why would he go? And, you know, I don't see Dana and Howie hanging out in the same circles. I mean, maybe they're in the Bald Dudes Association of America. I'm a proud card carrying member myself. But I don't think Dane is a rich enough and a busy guy to just waste this time. I just thought, I don't know what happened. Maybe you caught him on a cranky day. Maybe he had a man cold like me. I mean, if I was, if Howie invited me on the show and I had a man cold as I do now, I might just fly off the handle and just fucking throw down my headphones and leave. Peace out, Howie. I got a fucking man cold. All right. I got problems here. I have a sore throat. Oh, you know, that's a good point. Who just made that? No offense to the other person on Howie's show, but I think Dana left when he saw the other person he was supposed to converse with. That is true. Okay, so this guy is a second guest. Dana is your first guest. Dana, on a show like Howie's that's, you know, got, I think, a couple hundred thousand followers and up and coming. It's much bigger than mine. But if I was running the show and I had Dana and him on the same time, the beard guy sits in the back until I'm done with Dana. I mean, there's no thought about it. Unless I don't know if there's maybe some interaction they've had and that's the reason. But yeah, if I'm Dana, I'm pissed off. I'm like, who the fuck is this jack off I'm sitting next to? I'm Dana White, okay? I don't share the stage with anybody. So it could have been that. I don't know if there's some backstory. Comment if there's some backstory that I'm missing between the beard guy and Dana White. Yeah, even if you double book, you tell the beard guy, hey, either you're going to have to stick around for an hour until I'm done with Dana, and then we'll just reshoot that. Then we'll just, oh, I guess you can't. It would just be an extra live, I guess, right? Because he does these things live. But he could have just done a 2-hour live unless he had a hard stop. But you got to, I mean, look, you're the host. You're running the show. This is the Tom Ward Show. It's Howie Mandel's show. You gotta make some tough decisions sometimes. And if I'm Howie in that situation, I say, sorry, redhead beard guy, you gotta go home. We double booked. Who's double booking? Who's making all these double booking mistakes? I assume when I book somebody that they're gonna show. Now, rappers, I'm not naming names. I've been burned by rappers 2 times and maybe, and then 1 or 2 more, but that's over a course of 8 years. And Howie is certainly capable of carrying, you know, doing an hour with his daughter, just talking off the cuff too. So, you know, I don't know why all these double bookings. It seems like you're going to be pissing people off. Uh-oh, Teresa, is there weird audio issues? Don't tell me. The weird buzz. It's about as silent as can be. Thank you, Mark. You don't hear a buzz. Why are people asking about my skincare routine? I am a sick man right now, okay? I did not do my full skincare routine today. But people ask, I'm not Pharrell, okay? I'm not aging backwards. Did you guys see Brad Pitt at a recent, I don't know, was it the Golden Globes or some European, why does it take so long for my mouse to get over here? Some European movie awards or something like that. But the dude looks 10 years younger. He's 60 years old, okay? He's 60 years old. He looks 10 years younger than just the last time I saw him, which he looked outstanding. So you should be asking those guys what their routine is, not mine. Mine is not, uh-oh, Frey is saying there's a popping sound. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Is the gain too high? How is this? Let me look at my levels. Let me look at my levels, levels, levels. How's that any better? Is that any better, or is this, you still hear popping sounds? It's a very low sound. Any better? Pop, pop, pop. Oh, fuck. You guys are fucking me up. Oh, it's fixed? Aha. Tom, fixing audio on the fly. Now, okay, now I'm super low. Okay, hold on. Is that better? Now am I loud, but with no buzz? How is that? Am I still low, people? W, Tom. Oh, we're good. So we're loud, but there's no buzz. Is that correct? Super Hams, you're right. That is finesse. Good, good. Shout out me. Shout out me for figuring things out on the fly. You know what I did today? It was so funny because, so the mornings I only stream twice a week. So on those days, usually my morning routine, and actually I got to give him a shout out. Hold on. I got to give them a shout out because they're actually sponsoring some videos. So my morning routine, like on days that I have to stream, so Tuesday or Thursday, is one, I start off my day with a high brew coffee. The best cold brew canned on the market, 225 milligrams of caffeine, which is, I mean, off the chart level caffeine. But what's great about these guys too is it's not bitter. When you get like canned cold brew coffee, if it's strong, it always tastes bitter as hell, and then you end up having to put sweeteners in it or lots of milk or cream, and it's like, who wants that? So all I do is I pour it in a little, I do a little almond milk, but I don't even need to. I could just drink it straight out of the can, and it gets me started. And so shout out to those guys, High Brew. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on their website. You can get it wherever. Just High Brew, Cold Brew, triple shot espresso. That's my jam. So shout out to those guys. But on a day like today, I'll wake up. On a normal day, I'd wake up and I, have a coffee and throw on YouTube in the background on the couch at like 5 a.m. Just start working on stuff. But on days like today, I have work to do later. So the only time I could do it is then. So I'll watch like T channels and stuff like that. And, people are still talking about the McBrooms. And of course, you know me, I was going to start the show today wearing a do-rag. Remember where he was wearing his wife's do-rag? But I didn't have time. My wife was on a call and I couldn't interrupt her call. She would have been so pissed off if I said, honey, I know you're on a work call. Hold on. Please just pause for a sec. Do you have like a do-rag looking thing that I could wear on my head? I'm about to stream with. Where would that be? Where could I locate such an item? She would have fucking punched me in the face. But I wanted to come on and just be like Austin. Oh, guys, man. Yo, I'm not feeling right. Man, I might have to go to 911, call 911. I might have to go to the hospital. I don't know. I might have to go to the CVS walk-in clinic and pretend it's a hospital. But then the Tom Ward crew notices that there's no tiles on the floor, so it's not a hospital. So I actually am at a CVS, even though I told everyone I was at a hospital. But guys, I'm not feeling locked in right now. I'm not locked in, okay? My mind is not right. My throat is not right. My spirit is not right. I'm not prayed up right now, okay? And I don't like to feel that way. I don't like to be not prayed up at all times. All right, so we're gonna pray. We're gonna get prayed up right now. Okay, then I gotta go to the hospital. I have to go to the ER because I'm feeling sick. So that was the goal today. That's how I wanted to start the show, but unfortunately, my wife would have killed me. So you didn't get that, but that's what it would have looked like anyway. So to give you a sneak peek, that's what it would have looked like. But hold on, I'm gonna show you something else too. Let's do some promo. And then we'll go to what I want to talk about. Hey, merch. I'm wearing, this is my favorite one actually, the Tomcat microwave. I love that 8-bit anxious cat, and I, as you know, I'm going to have a little mental health update later, but I've been going through bouts of anxiety, so we did like this special anxious cat drop. So we've got those, and any of the anxious merch, we donate 5% of all the profits to NAMI, the National Association of Mental Health Institute, and they're really good. They have a lot of youth programs. They work with, you know, people in their teens and 20s as they're starting to have these, you know, mental, you know, illnesses are starting to show. They work with young people, which I think is great, and I wish there was a service like that when I was a kid. But we have to have some fun too, guys. It's not all serious, you know, mental health issues. Of course, we got to have some hate and disgust in there. I say that with peace and love. We got hate and disgust sweatshirts. We got the OG logo, some anxious stuff. So go check it out, TomWardShow.com. Now, this is funny. I'm watching these T channels this morning. This is where I was going. Watching these T channels, and it was kind of a slow news day. There really wasn't much going on as far as, I don't know, the T community. At 5 a.m. had up on YouTube, maybe stuff dropped later in the day. But I was watching, and then I watched this girl. She clickbaited me. She got me. The title was like, "It's official. The McBroom divorce is fake." And it's like a 20-minute long video. So she's recapping the whole thing. You know, I even took notes. Complete waste of 20 minutes, right? She said no divorce file was filed in a California court yet. I don't know if that's true or not, but it'd be sketchy if it was. And then they go and, you know, he went to his mobile home, and then that was fake. And he said, she was talking about this, there's a petition to delete the McBrooms because they're scammers. And I was like, so I looked, I'm like, oh, I'm down for that cause. I'll sign that. Where is it? So I Google it, and it was funny. I mean, there was so many petitions to cancel the McBroom's YouTube channel because of all the scams, but they were from like, and some of them were going back to 2014. I think the most popular one was like 2018. So I go, fuck it. I'm going to start. Fuck the McBrooms. I hate Austin. Let's just have some fun. And so this was so I did this quickly. And of course, you got to love the picture I put in there. I guess I should say I demand. Demand YouTube to shut down the Ace Family channel for continuous scams. And then this petition was really written by AI, but it's pretty good. I am deeply concerned individual has been following the actions of the Ace family on YouTube. The continuous scams and fraudulent activities have affected their fans, employees, landlords, vendors, and many others. The Ace family has been exploiting their platform for years to deceive innocent people. This is not just an issue of ethics, but also a violation of trust that millions have placed in them. Thank you, AI, for writing such a strong introductory paragraph. So anyway, so the link is in. We have zero. I just put this up an hour ago. I haven't even shared it. So we have zero signatures, but I just did it. Of course, YouTube's not going to shut down their channel, but I just thought it would be funny to see how many people we could get to sign this thing. So if you go into the description of the live you're in right now, there's a link to the petition. So go in there and sign the petition and share it with everybody. I think you have to get five. So we need five signatures now, or you can't share it like on social or something like that. I'm new to this. So this is probably the only petition I'll ever make. I'm not political, but I am passionate about the McBroom family going down for scams. And I still do not believe that the divorce is final and if it's real. So go check that out. Click on the link and then we'll pop in later and see if we can get our five signatures. Or you should, or maybe even post it in the H3 Reddit community too. I think they'd get a kick out of it. So I don't know. I thought that was something fun. And that was just a good way to kill, 10 minutes today. Tyler, I just signed it. Thank you. Oh, Mark Urban says, I do not want him working in CVS where he's handling my monostat. But he said he could sweep up and mop and that's okay. But other people said, I do want him working at a CVS. I would like to see him working at a CVS too. Duff says, the most trustworthy family on YouTube. Of course. Refresh the page. Oh, is it not showing now? Oh, wow. We got three signatures. So three of you. There's 81 people here, people. This is a serious cause. What could be more serious than fucking with the McBrooms? I mean, ending child hunger? I don't know. Saving the environment? Removing plastic from the oceans? I don't think that takes precedent over this petition. I take it just as seriously as those serious topics. We need the McBrooms taught a lesson. So we'll come back to that in a little bit later. But this guy, this is wild. So there's this guy. So there's the normal tea channels out there, and you know, my two girls, I love T Spill and Spill Sesh. I always give them shout outs. And this guy is, what's his name? Let me pull him up. Marky. Let's see Marky, what he has to say. Now, Marky is from the UK somewhere. Freya, we're dumb Americans over here, so all people from the UK sound the same to me. I'm saying he's Scottish, maybe, but Freya, you are our expert in the UK. You have feet on the ground down over there. So if you're still here and could tell me, you know, where this guy sounds like he's from, I'd appreciate it. But he talks extremely fast. But he's doing something cool. I heard him talk about this at the beginning of the video. He said for years he was making, and I respect creators like this. So shout out, what was his name again? I'm sorry. I got to go back. I'm going to give him a shout out. Marky. Shout out Marky, because he was saying he started out as a tea channel and he would just post videos about Trisha Paytas all day and it would get tons of engagement and tons of views. And then he's like, is this it? You know, I'm doing the same thing everybody else is going to be, that everybody else does. And he was smart. He goes, like, that's not a sustainable thing. If you're just another person talking about the same person every single video, like, why would anyone go on yours versus someone else's, right? So he said he really tries to dig the internet and find, like, interesting stories. Like, he did one I was going to share, but I kind of zoned out about these Christian pastors in their 20s that were scamming money and kind of going back and forth. But that was too much. But this one's good. So let's sit back. And I don't know if I'll set it up a little bit. Basically, because it's a little tough to see in the security footage. But there's a woman in New York City walking a little chihuahua. I mean, I don't know, 5-pound chihuahua down the street. You see like a business guy, probably in his late 20s, on the phone looking pissed off. And it looks like he's going to walk into, he's paying attention to this phone call, and looks like he's going to like walk into this woman and her dog. So she says, "Excuse me, could you move to the side," or something like that. So he stops, he puts his phone down, and you'll see what happens.
Chihuahuas, you know?
If someone said to me that you just kicked my dog and I didn't.
Oh shit, hold on. Oh my God. What am I doing?
And I mean, it seems like in the video, he definitely did it. And what I'll do is I'll actually play the beginning of the video to add some context to show you guys what the video actually looks like. And then obviously I'm stopping the video before the actual thing happens. Right, so this is him here. As you can see from security footage, he turns around and I'll leave it there. I mean, you can imagine what happens next. And it actually looks like he's on the phone before he does it. And as you heard in the original video, the woman actually says, "Oh, you did this because you're having a bad day." That was clearly his excuse, and apparently it was something to do with his mother. I mean, we can look at the caption here. "I'm shaking right now. Was taking Knox for a walk, and this guy in his phone."
So this is the woman whose dog was kicked. Kicked hard, she said. "I'm shaking right now, was taking Knox for a walk, and this guy was on his phone and was going to walk right into him. I said, hey, watch out for my dog." He stops, looks down, and kicks Knox as hard as he could. And the guy looked like, you know, it's hard to tell from the video, but he looked like a, you know, decent-sized guy, like 6 foot maybe. Knox started screaming. "I ran after the guy who said his mom isn't feeling well. Sorry, that doesn't give you the right to assault a tiny 5-pound innocent animal. If anyone recognizes this guy, please let me know." So that goes out, right? Well, the internet is undefeated.
But maybe you should think about that before you just go around kicking random chihuahuas, you know?
If someone said to me that you just kicked my dog and I didn't, the very next thing I would say is, "I did not kick your dog," especially if I see a camera on me. This man's body language and reaction is not someone who did not kick that dog. He definitely kicked that dog.
Yeah, so this is actually before we had saw the footage that actually proves that he did it. I mean, you can tell from the original video he definitely did it. Like, what Dana said there, the first thing you would say is if you've been accused of this and you hadn't done it was, "I didn't." Now, yeah. We do actually have a bit of an update from the original woman whose dog got kicked in the video. And she says she tried to approach the police about this, but they're not doing anything.
"Basically, on Saturday, my 5-pound rescue chihuahua was attacked by some disgruntled guy having a bad day."
A bad day? I will never understand that for the life.
My mom, "I'm sorry I kicked the shit out of your little chihuahua, but my mom's sick." Now, I could use that excuse. "I'm sorry, ma'am, I have a man cold," okay? We all know how serious that can be. And how it affects everyone around them. "So I did kick your dog, okay? And it was not justified, but, you know, I have a man cold, so that justifies my actions. So I'll continue to walk away and talk on my phone." That is so fucked up, but let me see if I can find it. See, I don't have timestamps for the rest of this shit. But basically, I'll get out of here. But basically, how it kind of wraps up is he works for TikTok, and he was previously employed by Google, which owns YouTube, where we're here right now. So I don't know if anyone heard this story. He posted this a day ago, and there wasn't an update. They did identify the guy. They had his name, and they posted his name all over there. But I'm not sure what TikTok had to say about it, or, you know, if he got fired. It said he ruined his career after the video goes viral. So I'm sure, you know, when you work for a company like that, you always sign a contract agreement, and there's always some kind of like ethics clause in there that says like, we could fire you if you do fucked up things outside of work. And like, so they could easily fire him, and they would just Yeah, I mean, he couldn't even fight it. What are they going to do? They're just going to pull up TikTok and say, this was you. This is what you did. Clean out your desk and get the fuck out of here. So, I don't know. It was just so wild to me that someone would do that to an innocent dog. I mean, look, people treat people worse than they treat dogs. I've found in my life, like, if that guy walked up, not to the woman, maybe that does happen, but, you know, guy in a bad mood, a guy bumps him on the train or something, I mean, I could easily see them punching him in the face and getting in his face and yelling and, you know, getting the whole thing. But, I mean, a little fucking dog? Are you insane? Like, I've just never seen that. And it's so great. Social media is so great for moments like this where you got the fucker on video, you put it out in the world, and he is identified and he's going to lose his job. So, I feel bad for this girl, but, you know, shout out internet and, shout out Marky for making this story. I really liked it. What do you guys think? Is that Desi Lydak on screen? Is that the girl who's got the dog? I don't know. Yeah, they gotta throw that guy out. So that was really it as far as kind of the drama I saw. You know, we talked about Jeff Wittick. We talked about Howie. We talked about my shots fired at Jimmy. And you should go back. It is pretty funny. Go back and watch like the last half hour of Tuesday's stream. And it was a long one. It was like 2 hours. But what else do we have to talk about? You know what? I'll show you here. This is what we can talk about. I hear you. All right, so check this out. So I like this bracelet. I see these guys on Instagram all the time. 2Gs, they just make jewelry. Actually, I'm in the way. So I love stars and I love a lock. I actually got a Gucci lock and key necklace as a gift for my wife for Christmas, which I fucking love. And I like that. I don't really wear bracelets, but I thought that I'm like, oh, I could wear a bracelet. That's cool. But the company's based in Spain, so it's like $30 to ship. So I'm like, wait, I was just bombarded with Temu ads. I think I saw 55 of them during the Super Bowl. Let me give Temu a shot, right? I mean, how hard is it to have a lock bracelet? Well, I was shocked that I could not even fill up a $10 of items in my cart. Now, do the Chinese people have my social security number now? Yes. Do they have my driver's license number? Of course they do. Are they using my identity for sketchy things? Of course they are right now, right? But, so that's all the downside of using Temu. So, but I was like, how is this possible? And then I saw a YouTube video that they're losing like $3 billion a year because, you know, they're selling items less than they cost, obviously. So I got a bracelet similar to this one, not as good as this one. But I got that, and then I saw a necklace I liked, and then that was only like $5, I think. And I see it was the minimum order was $10. So I'm like, oh my God, can I just, I don't want to order anything. And then like suggested things came up. And then there was like a set of Hello Kitty, you know, cheap earrings and a Hello Kitty necklace. I'm like, okay, cool. That's those together. They were $2.50 each. I'm like, that brings me to 10. I can give those one each to my daughter. I'm good. I got my $10 spent. But have you guys bought stuff on Temu? I use my PayPal account because I thought like, they don't have my credit card number. But if they have my PayPal, like, you know, PayPal has my credit card number. So I think I'm just fooling myself by thinking that was a secure way to go through that transaction. Do you guys buy shit on there? Or if not, I mean, if so, how does it go? And if not, why? I'm guessing because of security issues. I deserve better, King. I know. How am I gonna wear the Gucci lock necklace? Okay, with the Temu bracelet. It wasn't even the price of this one. The 2G's one. It was $86, which seems reasonable, right? But the shipping. It's from Spain, and it's $30. It's like I just can't spend $30. It's funny the way the mind works. If you told me this was, what's that, $116, I go, I really like it. That's a little higher than I like, but okay, I'll do it. But if you tell me if you tell me it's 86, put 30 for shipping, it comes out to the same price, but I will not buy it. All right, that's just how we're wired. Like, shipping, we don't want to pay for ever, ever, ever. Just build it into the price of the item. Charge $118 for that bracelet and have free worldwide shipping. I mean, is it that hard? Oh, Mark, look at you making your own jewelry for hardware stores. Look at hard jewelry. Let me write that down. I'll check it out. Guys, we're almost an hour in, and I have a man cold, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it much longer. I'm going to try. Hard jewelry. That's what I'm writing down. Super, no, they give you the choice, you just choose credit. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Identity fraud coming soon to a theater near you. No. Amanda, buy cookies. Amanda, cookies are no-no. My weight, I'm not happy with right now. So it is full lockdown mode. We had pizza last night. I counted calories for the day and left over enough for 3 slices of pizza, and I didn't even eat candy afterwards, which is sacrilegious in our house. Candy, especially chocolate and pizza, they just go together. It's like peanut butter and jelly. It makes sense. And no, not almond butter and jelly. Like, I have to feed my kids when they go into school because everybody has a fucking nut allergy. No, fuck almond butter. Fuck almond butter in the face. I say that with hate and disgust. Give me peanut butter. I don't want almond butter. I don't have nut allergies, okay? I'm old. We didn't have nut allergies back then. Oh, check on the petition. See all the petitions. Let's see. Still 3 signatures. Oh, wait, let me refresh. Oh, we got 12 signatures. All right, nice. Let's put it out there. Let's share it. Let people get involved. Oh, you know what? I'll do a little mental health update. I saw a good TikTok this morning, and it was funny, and I didn't save it, but it was basically this guy. He was interviewed on a podcast, and he was just saying he became unhinged in a good way. He's like, I fucking have had enough of self-help books. Fuck them. I've read all of them about all kinds of issues, and all I do is get inspired by them, or I read books on inspiring people and I want to change my life. He's like, fuck all that. I want to inspire somebody, okay? I want to inspire somebody. I don't want to just read about this shit all day. And he is 100% right. I have read, I wish I could take you to around the corner to my, no, it's not even a library. It's just like a nook, little nook with like bookshelves built into the wall. And I'm a reader, so I haven't packed. But I mean, there's plenty of self-help books in there. And I just got one on dealing with anxiety, and I'm reading it. It had some good tips, but it's like, what is this? This is everything my therapist has told me once a week for the last year. So am I going to suddenly get clarity hearing the same thing from a book? Fuck no. I should have not bought that book and maybe stepped up and spent it on an actual quality bracelet instead of something from Timo, right? But I did something too the other day. We were talking about like mental health, and I had somebody I work with, and her daughter was going through some severe anxiety, and It just made me sad, like, because I remember those days. I remember what it's like to be like 16 and to be clinically depressed, like for the first time out of nowhere. Like everything seemed like it was going okay. No, you know, I come from a nice household and stuff, so there's like no explanation for it at all. But I mean, there was just like a hole in my soul. Like I could barely function. I could barely get to school most days. So I want to hear that with young people, man. It just kills me. So whenever I can do something like make a donation to NAMI or do something like that, or make some anxious merch to show people that, like, hey, it's not something you should be ashamed of. I try to do whatever I can. I'm a regular guy. I'm not a super rich guy, and I pay people that work with me. So I'm not getting rich off this YouTube thing either. You know, we actually lose a couple $100 every month doing the streams for a variety of reasons. I mean, they don't get a ton of views. But like, I still have to pay a social media person to cut up my clips and all those kind of things. So, but I do it for fun. It's a hobby. It's fun to do. But what I was thinking about was I wrote a letter. My deal for a while has been dealing with what my therapist calls my internal critic, but what we call it is my tiger mom inside me that is constantly is never happy. I've never done good enough, and there's constant demands being tacked on. You know, you will practice the piano for two hours today. You will get in that Ivy League school. You will be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, and that's it. Anything else can go fuck themselves. I say that with hate and disgust, right? That's the kind of person that is living inside my soul. So I've journaled for years, and I think that's kind of like not maybe a cool thing for an old adult guy to say, but I just keep it in my phone. I have a notes app. I just have a folder, you know, 2024 journal. And if something's going on, I'll just add to it. So I highly suggest just doing that. Yeah, do it now. Create a folder if you have any mental health issues. Just create a folder in your note. First of all, get organized, get your shit together, and have a note-taking app, all right? That's number one. I say that with peace and love. Get it together, people, okay? And now, once you have it together and you have a notes app that you use, create a folder for your 2024 journal. And what I did the other day was, I talked about this on Tuesday stream, is you know, how do I go easier on myself? You know, Tom, you need to be more compassionate. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself. Blah, 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 blah. But, like, it's so ingrained, and I'm such, like, a goal-oriented guy. Like, it's impossible to shut off. And it's been with me for so long. It's like, how do I don't even know how to shut it off. So I was thinking about it, and I go, you know what? I'm just going to write a letter to that fucking tiger mom who's driving me insane. So I went in my journal, and basically I wrote to her just like I'm writing to, or just like I'm talking to you right now, and said, you know, early on when I got sober, I think you helped me, you know, get a job and stay with it during hard times and be persistent and super driven and super goal driven and to just be laser focused. So kind of just based on that evidence, which I attributed to the tiger mom inside me, I was kind of like, shit, it worked there. It'll work anywhere else, right? So I kind of always attributed anything good. Hey, I ran another marathon. Like, you know, that was my internal critic yelling at me to get out of bed because I got 10 miles to run on my training program today, right? But I was like, was that them? Was that her? Or was that just me setting a goal that I wanted to do and just being consistent and going after it and accomplishing it? Right. And then I tried to list. I said, OK, what the fuck have you really done for me? Right. And the only thing I really had was maybe that first job. And, you know, I guess I was super hard on myself and I needed that kind of internal drive and motivation because I was down for so long. And so I was, you know, basically homeless and fucked up. And if you don't know my story, you know, I've told it in plenty of videos before. But it was nice to just kind of confront it that way in just a casual manner. And it's like, other than that first job, I mean, what have you really done for me? I listed like some of my proudest accomplishments. And it's like, you didn't help with that. Like, I thought of that because I did this. And, you know, I came up with that idea because I tried this. So that was persistent, blah, blah, blah. So it's basically like, I don't need you anymore, you know, so I don't want you in my life yelling at me all day. It's not good, right? Leave me alone and we're going to do good things together, you know. You'll probably always be sticking around, so don't worry. You're on a winning team. We're going to do well, but shut the fuck up. I've had enough. And it was a very, it was a very freeing exercise. So that's why I bring that up, is because I suggest everyone has a journal of some kind, because what happens is, like, I'm a longtime therapy guy, but what will happen is Tuesday, say, I'll be enraged about something, or I'll be so anxious I can't leave the house to pick up my kids from school and my wife will have to do it or something like that. But then my therapy's on Friday, so when Friday comes around, say I'm in a good mood Friday morning. It's like, hey, so, you know, how was your week? How'd everything go? Oh, good. It's just going to be a short session this week. Everything seems to be doing good. It's like, no. Let me look back at the record, okay? Let's see how it really went down. So I always find it helpful when I'm feeling, like, strong emotions to write it down. And even if you're not seeing a therapist, right, I think it's still a good exercise for you young people to try out. So that is my advice as an old guy with mental illness to possibly help you young people who are struggling with the same thing. So that is my PSA moment for today. Tom's alter ego, Tiger Mom. Tiger Mom merch. Well, I didn't know if it was if it was okay saying that. The only reason it came out was because my therapist is Asian, so that was my name for it. But it really applies in many different cultures. It's the same kind of thing. But I'm like, I don't want to sound racist by saying this, but It sounds like a tiger mom to me. And she started laughing. She's like, no, Tom, that's not racist. That's okay to say. But no one would. There will be. I don't want to promote Tiger Mom anymore. She's getting no percentage of merch sales. She's out. She's out. All right. So what do we got? Let me go back. Tina, oh no, Candy lockup. Candy lockdown. I need to get my weight lower. Not happy where I want it to be. Wait, you mean there's an overabundance of Jordan Peterson type paperweights? What does that mean? Toxic positivity, agreed. Say it ain't so. Think of the Tony Robbins wannabes. Oh, like, are you saying they would never say something like this? Oh, Supernova says I need a new mic. Uh-oh. Thank you, M. W. Marcia 75. You kind of look like my dad. You're way nicer, more emotionally intelligent, and self-aware. Thanks, Father Tom. Well, I appreciate that, but that's kind of a knock on your dad. So, holy shit, this is Tiger Bob. Tom, Dad, Notes Gang. Good, Tina, you have a document saved to write it at work. Oh, I could do a whole separate session on organization. I'm locked in. I'm locked in like Austin McBroom, baby. You gotta be organized. Supernova, you got a lot to say today. I don't know how I feel about it. You said my mic sucks. I need another mic, and then you just got another ad, and it's killing you. I need ads. I need to make some money. I need to at least break even. I'm not trying to get rich. Supernova, I'm so low, like my levels are. Let me check my Shure mic. It is a little low. Why is that? Turn it up. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. See, it's getting louder. Right now it's louder, right? But is there a buzz? Miss Smarty Pants? I turned it down because there was a buzz before. How is that? No buzz? Okay, that's better. No buzz. You guys are the worst. First, Tom, there's a buzz. There's a buzz. There's a buzz. Every time you click, there's a buzz. The buzz. So I turn it down. So I fix it. I thought the gain was too high. And now, Tom, you're too low. You're too low. You're too low. I turn it up to the same level it was before, and now there's no buzz. What am I supposed to do? Wait, Tony Flex said there is a buzz now. So what would you rather have? Would you rather have a slight buzz? Hold on. Let me turn it down a little bit. Hello, 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 hello. All right, that should be good. Is there a buzz there? It should be loud and very tiny buzz, but not very noticeable. Maybe it's a wire issue. Maybe it's an iPhone. I don't fucking know what kind of issue it is. Maybe there's a bee in here ready to attack me. I don't know. Okay, good. I was right with audio the first time. You know, everyone, let's yell at Supernova. This is all her fault. Yeah, I do use the interface. I use Streamlabs. Oh, so people are hearing a buzz. Well, I don't have time. Guys, I don't have time. I am a sick dude, okay? I'm barely hanging on by a thread. I have a headache, okay? I have a sore throat, okay? I can't intake all this right now. My body is not equipped. I need to rest. I need to hydrate. I need to do no chores around the house of any kind, okay? I need to sigh at any movement I take or any task. Today is trash day. How am I going to make it through trash day, people? We have 4 trash cans. How am I going to manage to get through that, okay? The buzzing is the least of my concerns right now. It is how am I going to make it to the end of my driveway? Supernova, how many ads are you seeing? No one else is complaining about ads. Ban Supernova. What am I supposed to do? Supernova, have you bought merch? Have you become a member? No? No? Then you watch a fucking ad, okay? I don't know what to tell you. I love you, but I mean, what am I supposed to do here? You got to run ads? Let's promote the merch one more time before we go. The spring collection of the Tom Ward Show merch, tomwardshow.com. Hate and Disgust. Hate and Disgust tees are by far the biggest seller. People love Hate and Disgust. And people like to, and the second most popular is the Anxious tees too, the 8-Bit Cat. So go check it out. If you can get some, great. If not, I still love you. Even you, who was I yelling at before? Where did she go? I still love you, but you know, sorry. Sometimes like ads got to run, right? YouTube's got to make money. We got to make money. It takes time. I was up at 5 a.m. prepping notes for this, watching T channels. Okay. So cut me some slack. So anyway, I'm going to bounce in a sec, but I'll give you 5 minutes to hang out. Ask me any question, any topic. Ask me to pull anything up. Let's go. Jasmine gifted 5 memberships. Thank you, Jasmine. You know, Super Hams, I'm not, I am a reality show guy. Don't get me started. Beverly Hills Housewives, I was watching last night. The black woman who initially claimed she was a doctor and then an anesthesiologist. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. But it turns out she's not. She's some kind of... excuse me, other nurse, right? But not a doctor. And she was driving me fucking insane. She wouldn't let off Sutton about her esophagus. And she was claiming that she's has an eating disorder and all this other stuff. And I am not a fan. And now, I can't. Somebody tell me her name if they watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But now she has like her little segment when like they put her on and she does the little dance around in a sparkly dress. So that worries me. That means she's going to be on the show more. And I don't like that. And she went after my girl Crystal too last week, which I'm not happy about. So... any Oh, I get the hiccups, man. I never get the hiccups. How annoying is that? Yes, there is always... You know what? I'm going to show you... Oh, my God. I'm going to show you a lesson on how to get rid of hiccups. Please, please pause. Watch. Hiccups are so annoying. I never get them. All right, this is a trick. I've never seen this performed anywhere. But this is a grandma ward trick on how to get rid of hiccups, okay? So there's a lot of pressure on me right now to see if... I got pretty bad hiccups too, so we'll see if I can pull this off. But the trick is you take a glass full of water... You take a paper towel, you put it tightly over the glass of water, and then you drink the glass of water. So, sit back and watch. Woo, it's a lot of water. Did it work? I don't want to jinx myself yet. Let's give it a sec. Let's not celebrate just yet. Hiccups gone, motherfuckers. Hiccups gone. I say that with hate and disgust, you motherfucking hiccups. Fucking up my podcast. Did I just blow your mind right now? You thought, what is this? No one in thousands of years has been able to solve hiccups. Holding your breath never works. Scaring somebody never works, right? I have answers, people, that you can use in your real life. Sloppy steaks, yes. My God, that actually did work. Dove, very common Tom win. Of course, this is, I mean, Jasmine Sherrock, this is why we're here. To learn life hacks about how to overcome hiccups? Yes. It's working. Yes. Yeah, I don't know what I mean, some scientists, I'm a sales and marketing guy, so what do I know? But I think it's the fact that you're drinking the water and you're not gulping more, you're not sucking more air in at the same time because you're drinking it through the paper towel. I think that probably has some reason, but I don't give a fuck how or why it works. All I care about is I have hiccups. They're gone. Okay. I drink my water. I'm out. I'm back in business. I'm back in the game, people. Hiccup free in 2024 to all of you. This needs to be a clip on TikTok. All right. Super Ham Ham, shut up. You didn't have hiccups. Oh, yeah, that's we're definitely going to cut that for the socials. Well, Jess says my paper towel would have broke and it tried to drown me. Jess, you need to up your paper towel game is what it sounds like to me. Steel Path with the $10 donation. Thank you so much. Can we see my friend? You give me 10 bucks? Sure, you can see the fender. There you go. Cheap Mexican made Fender Stratocaster. I suck ass. I can play basic chords, but that's about it. So there you go. But hey, you donate money, I'll cure hiccups. I'll pull out instruments behind me. I'll do whatever you want. And don't any of you smarty pants out there go out there, clip my hiccup cure part and post it and get all the likes on TikTok, okay? I say that with peace and love. That would be fucked up, okay? It was my content. My grandma invented that, and it works, okay? So it's for me to share with the world, not you people, okay? I say that with peace and love. Started writing a book, Tom. Please, I don't. Are you crazy? What kind of time do I have? And look, there's 74 people here. So say there's 74 people is my entire audience. So how many of those people would buy a book? 10, maybe, on a good day. So I don't think it's worth the effort. Yes, the hiccup clip is copyrighted Tom Ward material. Mark Urban, I knew about you. I was specifically talking about you. I knew you were going to try to clip that yourself and become TikTok famous. All off my hard work. I did that under pressure. I said I had a cure for the hiccups. You guys were sitting here watching. And I know what you were thinking. You were skeptical. You're thinking, what does this bald idiot know about curing anything? Well, I know about curing hiccups. I can tell you that. And I just demonstrated that I can. All right? And so can you. That is the positive message we're preaching here, people. You can solve your hiccup problems, too. Yo, Finn already posted. Get the fuck out of here. Get that. Take it down immediately or I will report you to the TikTok police. All right, guys. It is fun. It has been real. Just thanks for being here. That was fun. There wasn't much content, but we had a good time. So, have fun. Have a good weekend. I will see you next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I'm looking to do one more, but right now I had with some going through some mental health issues. It's been tough to stick to a consistent schedule. So for right now, I'm not trying to take on any more. I'm trying to just keep my original schedule of Tuesday and Thursday. So thank you so much. Peace and love. I love you guys. Go check out the merch. Donate. I don't know. Become a member. Support the channel.